Political relations between the U.S. and Russia may be strained right now, but that hasn't stopped biologists from each country from teaming up on the Chukchi Sea to learn more about the polar bears that roam between the two nations. The collaboration is an important step on the long road to implementing a treaty signed between the U.S. and Russia almost a decade ago. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
It's not exactly human nature to be calm and collected next to a several hundred pound polar bear, even if it is sedated. But Nikita Ovsyannikov and Eric Regier don't show a hint of concern, even as the animal wiggles around a bit.
Is he holding his head up already?
It's good that he's moving.
Yeah.
The biologists have years of experience working around polar bears. Regier for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Ovsyannikov for Russia. When they find a bear out on the ice, one of the most important things they do is measure it. To accomplish the task on this bear, the men roll out a tape measure that looks like it could have come from your local hardware store.
Are you ready?
I'm ready here.
I'm ready here. So it's 216. 216 even.
216.7. So that's the length of the bear when it's laying on its stomach from the tip of its tail to the tip of his nose is about 217 centimeters.
Or about 7 feet. The bear weighs 665 pounds, a young male. The biologists will take several samples from him. They even extract a tooth that will reveal the bear's age the same way rings do on a tree. Every mature female the biologists find is also outfitted with a radio tracking collar. They would just slip off the males since their necks are thicker than their heads. Last year, the biologists were able to track the movements of 9 bears. Regier says that confirmed they're international travelers.
You know, the bear that we see today here on the U.S. side, 3 weeks from now, that bear could be on the Russian side. They can have annual use areas up to an area the size of the state of Wyoming.
The bears the biologists found this spring appeared to be in good condition. Many had full stomachs, fresh off a meal of ringed or bearded seal. But Ovsyannikov says several weeks of good sea ice for hunting isn't enough to sustain the population long term.
On one hand, when they have these good ice habitats like here in spring, they can recover very quickly. But when they are losing this ice, they go for several months starving.
Wildlife managers are hoping a treaty between the U.S. and Russia will help protect the bears. The document was signed in 2000, but is still grinding its way through the political process. Rosa Meehan heads the Marine Mammal Division of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage. She says one important goal of the treaty is to curtail illegal poaching in Russia.
One of the concerns we've had, and one of the reasons we were really pushing to get this in place, is that for a number of years, there'd been some unknown but perhaps significant level of illegal harvest in Russia. And that became a serious concern, and so it was another reason to really push for getting this agreement in place.
The treaty commissioners include one government and one native representative from each country. Meehan says it's a novel arrangement for Russia.
They've never had an agreement like this before. And they characterize it as perhaps the most democratic agreement they've ever been a part of. They're having a hard time figuring out exactly how to pull it off, but they're working on it, and it'll be really interesting to see how this agreement works out.
While the politicians figure out the treaty details, Ovsyannikov and Regier are learning as much as they can about the polar bears the two countries share. The information will help inform treaty decisions. Out on the ice, Regier keeps tabs on the young male bear to make sure he's doing okay while he's sedated.
Count his respirations as well. So about 20 breaths per minute and a temperature of 103 Fahrenheit.
Ovsyannikov has spent almost 20 years living among this same population of bears on Wrangel Island off the northern coast of Russia. So many females build their dens on the island, it's been called the polar bear nursery. But Ovsyannikov says the decline in the numbers of bears since he's been there has been striking.
In comparing to 1990s, we found out that now, this year, there were at least 5 times less females denning on Wrangel Island. And Wrangel is the key polar bear denning habitat for the entire Chukchi-Alaskan population.
Ovsyannikov paints a bleak future for these international bears, but he says that's why both the scientific collaboration and the treaty are critically important. The first meeting for treaty commissioners is expected to take place this fall. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.